Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about the holidays. For some people, the holidays are great. They get to visit with family members or friends who they haven't seen in a very long time, enjoy good food, and perhaps exchange gifts. For other people, the holidays can be kind of rough. Maybe you just went through a divorce, and it's tough because you're no longer going to the places you once did, because you're not with your spouse any longer. Sometimes it's rougher when you go through a divorce and you have kids involved, because you have to create a different way of doing the holidays. In a lot of cases, sometimes you have family that you don't get along with that well, and to go to their house, well, it can be either traumatic if you don't have a positive time with them, or just a freaking nuisance. Well, this is what I'd like to say to you about the holidays. Sometimes it's just a matter of creating your own sort of rituals. After my divorce, I did a few different things during the holidays, depending on the year. Like, while I was in California for Thanksgiving, I had this friend who used to have all the orphans, meaning those people who didn't have any family nearby, to her house for the best food I've eaten, like, anywhere. It was all organic, wonderful food. Yes, and we all brought something to share. But her food was amazing. Christmas was a little weird because, you know, I'd be with the people who I was rooming with and their families, and of course their families were close and didn't really feel like I belonged in a lot of ways, but it was somewhere to be and something to do. Before that, when I was married, there was always the obligation to be at some of the ex's relatives' houses over the holidays, and it could get quite expensive around Christmas time, actually, buying gifts for a bunch of grown-ups who we didn't barely know. Well, he knew them, but I didn't really know them. Just because. Not that I'm cheap or anything, it's just like, we're adults, who cares? You know, if there's some kids involved, great, buy them some gifts. Always fine. And fun. But it was so overdone at times, it was sort of ridiculous. Now, I'm actually in a space and a place where I create my own rituals. And, I don't know, I think this year we're just going to be hanging out, not doing a whole lot for Thanksgiving, maybe a Chinese meal out. Because the person that I'm with doesn't really like the holidays. For him, it brings back really bad memories. And he doesn't really like hanging out with families with a bunch of kids whining and crying all over the place. And, quite frankly, neither do I. Not sure what's happening for Christmas, other than there will be some parties we'll be invited to, and that's fine as well. There's nothing wrong with having a quiet day without having to feel compelled to do anything. But this is the thing. When I was alone and didn't have places to go necessarily, I just enjoyed maybe going to a movie and getting some Chinese food. It was fine, you know? There was no obligation to do anything with anybody. Didn't have to spend a ton of money I didn't really have on gifts. It was perfect. So you see, it's all about the attitude that you bring to the thing. You can make it whatever you would like it to be. And think about it in terms of creating a day and a time that works for you. Because we all have within ourselves the ability to create something of worth. I mean, just hanging out on a cold day reading or watching old movies that you enjoy is a great way to spend some time just having an easy time without feeling compelled to get up, get dressed, go out to some place to go be with some people, to pretend to have a good time. Not to say that you won't have a good time, but those of you who understand what I'm talking about, understand what I'm talking about. So whatever it is that you need to do to allow the holidays to work in your favor, go ahead and make that happen for yourself. Because I've done it all different kinds of ways, and frankly, sometimes the best ones are when I don't have to go anywhere, and I don't have to do anything. They can just be as good as anything else. Sometimes even better. Because hell, I can create the day the way I want it. So, I just wanted to leave you with that idea, because, again, the holidays can be whatever you choose to make them. It's all in your attitude and all in how you decide to spend that day for yourself, or if you have a partner, yourselves. There's so many times when we feel obligated to do things every day for work, and if you have parents or kids, whatever. Sometimes it's just nice to know that you can just do what you want to do. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you've enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.